What if the reason your brilliant product is failing has nothing to do with the product itself? Across Silicon Valley and startup hubs worldwide, a quiet epidemic is killing 9 out of 10 new ventures. It's not bad code, poor design, or lack of funding. It's something far simpler and more insidious. Founders spend months perfecting their product in isolation, then wonder why nobody shows up. The harsh truth? Building something great means nothing if you can't get it into customers' hands. Traction, quantitative evidence that people actually want what you're selling, separates thriving businesses from forgotten dreams. When Dropbox, Airbnb, and Slack launched, they didn't just build exceptional products, they mastered distribution early, which catalyzed their explosive growth. Most founders fall into what's called the product trap, the seductive belief that an excellent product will naturally attract customers. This leads to a dangerous imbalance: 80% of time on development, 20% on getting customers. The counterintuitive solution? Flip that ratio. Dedicate half your time to building and half to traction. This feels wrong at first. Won't splitting focus slow you down? Actually, it accelerates your path to success. Consider Marketo, which built a pipeline of 14,000 interested buyers before their product even existed, through content marketing and SEO. Buffer grew an email list of 100,000 potential users while still coding their app. This parallel approach provides invaluable feedback that shapes your product while simultaneously building your customer base. You're not just creating something people might want, you're discovering what they actually need and ensuring they know about it when you launch. This distinction makes all the difference. Interviews with over 40 founders revealed 19 distinct traction channels, from viral marketing and PR to trade shows and affiliate programs. Most startups fixate on social media while ignoring promising alternatives. The catch? You can't predict which channel works until you test. GitHub succeeded through developer evangelism. Mint.com dominated via content marketing. Neither path was obvious initially. What works evolves as you scale. 5 early customers thrill you, but later you need hundreds. DuckDuckGo experienced this repeatedly, expanding from word of mouth to broader marketing as channels saturated. The critical rule: only scale when customers stick around. Monitor lifetime value, churn rate, and acquisition costs vigilantly. Peter Thiel noted most businesses get 0 distribution channels working. Finding one creates a great company. Poor distribution, not product quality, causes most failures. Success requires overcoming bias toward familiar channels and exploring unexpected alternatives competitors overlook. The Bullseye Framework transforms channel selection from guesswork into systematic process. Brainstorm one approach for each 19 channels to counter biases. Organize ideas into 3 circles: inner circle for most promising, potential for maybes, long shot for unlikely. Test your 3 best channels with cheap experiments answering, what's the customer acquisition cost? How many customers are available? Are these the right customers for your stage? Noah Kagan at Mint tested several approaches before focusing on blog sponsorships and guest posting, acquiring 40,000 customers. When saturated, they pivoted to PR, reaching 1 million users within 6 months. The framework isn't one time, it's a repeating cycle. As channels saturate or your business evolves, return to the bullseye and identify your next growth engine. Continuous testing separates companies that stumble onto success from those that engineer it deliberately. Andrew Chen's law of shitty click-throughs warns that all marketing strategies eventually decline. Banner ads once had 75% click-through rates before plummeting to today's dismal averages. Combat this by running small, cheap experiments on promising channels. Design specific tests, perhaps just $250 on AdWords, to gauge potential. Once you find a working channel, optimize through A/B testing, randomly splitting users between control and experimental groups to measure how changes affect key metrics. Making this a weekly habit can improve channel efficiency 2 to 3 times over. Quantify everything using spreadsheets to rank channels, focusing on customer acquisition cost and lifetime value. Watch for cutting-edge tactics that haven't yet succumbed to declining returns. The most successful companies ride the leading edge of new approaches. Pinterest perfected email engagement through thousands of A/B tests. Facebook refined their viral invite system until it became a growth machine. This relentless optimization extracts maximum value from each channel before saturation forces you to find the next one. Turn your engineering team into a marketing engine by building free tools, calculators, widgets, educational microsites that attract customers. HubSpot's Marketing Grader has been used by over 3 million sites, generating a massive portion of HubSpot's 50,000-plus monthly leads. Moz drives tens of thousands of leads through free SEO tools. Founder Dharma Shah views these as marketing assets with ongoing returns, unlike ads that provide only temporary boosts. Advertising costs scale linearly. When you stop paying, results stop. Engineering as marketing creates assets that generate leads indefinitely with near-zero marginal costs. RJ Metrics MongoDB Query Translator drives hundreds of leads monthly. Start small. Transform a popular blog post into an interactive tool or externalize something built for internal use. These tools work because they provide immediate value without requiring commitment, letting potential customers experience your expertise before deciding to buy. They're discovery mechanisms that solve real problems while subtly demonstrating why your main product matters. The most powerful marketing doesn't feel like marketing. It feels like belonging. Stack Exchange founders Joel Spolsky and Jeff Atwood solicited feedback throughout development, building exactly what their community wanted. Thousands arrived at launch because the audience had already shaped the site. Chris McCann launched Startup Digest by emailing 22 friends about local tech events, eventually reaching over 250,000 members through brief pitches at events. A powerful mission gives your community shared purpose. Encourage connections through forums and events. These generate ideas you'd never think of yourself. Alexis Ohanian of Reddit personally emailed anyone who wrote about Reddit, sent gifts to early users, and coordinated open bar tours. Personal interaction transforms casual users into lifelong advocates. Communities become self-sustaining growth engines where members recruit and onboard new members, creating exponential growth that paid marketing rarely matches. Traction isn't luck, it's systematic. The Bullseye Framework provides structure. Brainstorm all channels, test promising ones, focus on what works. The 50% rule ensures you allocate sufficient resources to traction, not just product development. Airbnb's Craigslist integration and Dropbox's referral program succeeded through disciplined testing. No channel lasts forever. Email open rates decline, ad costs rise, viral coefficients drop. Successful companies stay ahead by constantly experimenting, especially on emerging platforms with minimal competition. Evernote prioritized platform launches, creating specially designed versions for iPhone and iPad debuts that earned prominent features. This systematic approach demands rigorous measurement, clear testing frameworks, detailed metric tracking, and cohort analysis. Set concrete traction goals. Implement reliable measurement systems, maintain disciplined channel optimization. Most startups fail not from bad products, but from invisibility. Mastering traction transforms building something great into building something that actually matters.